Chinese-Cantonese Refresher Course, Formal Testing Unit 9, Part 1, Oral Comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese-Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书。
The C answer is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number one.
兵器的特性不一。
Question number two.
假艺炮兵阵地。
Question number three.
我軍發現敵軍的弱點。
Question number 4.
佢完成咗佢嘅任務。
Question number 5.
救急藥品好需要。
Question number 6.
這件事不易判斷。Question
number 7.
在橋的前面設有偽裝。Question
number 8.
我永遠服從。Question
number 9.
這件事影響好大。Question
number 10.
佢哋最低限度有30人。Question
number 11.
機械可以代替人力。Question
number 12.
佢哋補給嘅數量好少。
Formal Testing Unit 9, Part 2, Oral Comprehension. Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese-Cantonese which describes a situation. You are to answer a question about the situation. One of the four answers in this practice question is the correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the question on the basis of the information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of the truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一个中国朋友请我去吃饭。
You should have circled the letter C, since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
中共缺乏衛生人員。
Question number 14.
佢哋冇機械化嘅裝備。
Question number 15.
佢對呢件事無從得知。
Question number 16.
軍團嘅數目不一。
Question number 17.
佢前日喺前線被俘。
Question number 18.
呢次嘅討論冇結果。
Question number 19.
如果佢被炮彈打傷，
Question number 20.
呢個地方冇軍事嘅價值。
Question number 21.
我哋要抗拒敵人嘅審問。
Question number 22.
如果佢哋缺乏航空機械人才。
Question number 23.
佢哋接到各方嘅援助。
Question number 24.
呢樹最低限度有100支槍。
Question number 25.
最近有好多工兵運動。
Continue with the reading comprehension test, part 3 and part 4, formal testing unit 9. Chinese Cantonese refresher course, formal testing unit 10, part 1, oral comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in a sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书。
The C answer is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number 1.
中共軍團係由好多個單位組成嘅。
Question number 2.
佢哋實際上只有8000人。
Question number 3.
各單位互有通信。
Question number 4.
現在情形好惡劣。
Question number 5.
呢啲係中共嘅特徵。
Question number 6.
佢哋嘅編制相似。
Question number 7.
今年嘅收支僅可平衡。
Question number 8.
佢哋現在發生困難。
Question number 9.
佢哋各人表示嘅意見都唔同。
Question number 10.
命令係由軍政當局發出嘅。
Question number 11.
中國嘅海岸線好長。
Question number 12.
佢哋係由總統直接指揮。
Formal Testing Unit 10, Part 2, Oral Comprehension. Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese Cantonese which describes the situation. You are to answer a question about the situation. One of the four answers in this practice question is the correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the question on the basis of the information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一个中国朋友请我去吃饭。
You should have circled the letter C, since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
佢喺前線受傷.
Question number 14.
呢個新兵對佢嘅工作有啲疑問.
Question number 15.
呢種係特殊嘅情形.
Question number 16.
佢只係聽聞咁講, 實際上佢唔知道.
Question number 17.
各個單位嘅通訊做得唔夠.
Question number 18.
佢哋有一個高射炮連.
Question number 19.
佢哋只係配有手攜兵器.
Question number 20.
前日我軍被包圍,得唔到援助.
Question number 21.
我哋有好多望遠鏡運道.
Question number
22. 呢個係特別行政區域.
Question number 23.
新兵對軍事嘅嘢唔熟悉.
Question number
24. 呢啲步槍都係大同小異嘅.
Question number 25.
佢哋用鋤頭同鏟.
Continue with the Reading Comprehension Test, Part 3 and Part 4, Formal Testing Unit 10.